Where did you get a knife that size?
Room service sent it up. I wanted something to cut the limes.
What limes?
They didn't have any. They don't grow out here in the desert, so I had to settle for grapefruit. Don't bastard! I knew I should have taken him out when I had a chance. Now he has her.
What are you talking about?
The girl in the elevator, the bastard Lucerne. He has her.
You must be a rider. What class are you in?
Class? What the fuck do you mean?
You know, what do you ride? We're filming the race for a TV series. Maybe we can use you.
Use me? Yeah, I ride the big ones, the really big fuckers.
The Vincent Black Shadow. We're with the factory team.
Bullshit.
Wait a minute. Pardon me, lady. But I think that there's some kind of an ignorant chicken sucker in this car who needs his face cut open. You cheap honky faggots! Which one of you wants to get cut?
Quick, get into the room. Those bastards will have the pigs on us.
They were spooked like rats in a death cage. That girl understood. Let's get up there and kiss Rita Lacerda now. Did you put him onto her?
Look, you better put that goddamn blade away and get your head straight. I have to go put the car in the lot.
One of the things you learn after years of dealing with drug people is that everything is serious. You can turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eyes.
Take a shower. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
What were we doing out here? What was the meaning of this trip? Did I actually have a big red convertible out there on the street? Was I just roaming around the Mint Hotel escalators in a drug frenzy of some kind? Or had I really come out here to Las Vegas to work on a story? Who were these people? Where did they come from? Still screaming around these desert city crap tables at 4:30 on a Sunday morning, still humping the American dream? That vision of the big winner somehow emerging from the last-minute pre-dawn chaos of a stale Vegas casino? My attorney was in the bathtub when I returned, submerged in green water, along with a new AM-FM radio plugged into the electric razor socket.
Next we'll have Glenn Campbell screaming, "Where have all the flowers gone?"
No flowers in this town, only carnivorous plants. As I turned the volume down, I noticed a hunk of chewed-up white paper beside the radio. My attorney seemed not to notice the sound change. He was lost in a fog of green steam. Only half his head was visible above the waterline.
You ate this entire blotter? Evil son of a bitch. Better hope there's some Thorazine in that bag, because if there's not, you're in bad trouble.
Music, put that tape on.
What tape?
The new one, it's right there. White Rabbit, I want a rising sound.
You're doomed. I'm leaving here in 2 hours, and they're going to come up here and beat the mortal shit out of you with big saps, right here in the tub.
I dig my own graves. Green water and the White Rabbit. Put it on! Don't make me use this!
Jesus!
At that point, I figured he was beyond help, lying there in the tub with a head full of acid and the sharpest knife I've ever seen. Totally incapable of reason, demanding the White Rabbit.
Okay. But do me one last favor, will you? Can you give me 2 hours? That's all I ask. Just 2 hours to sleep before tomorrow. I suspect it's going to be a very difficult day.
Of course. I'm your attorney. I'll give you all the time you need at my normal rates. $45 an hour. But you'll be wanting a cushion, so why don't you just lay one of those $100 bills down here beside the radio. Fuck off.
How about a check on the Sawtooth National Bank? You won't need any ID to cash it there. They know me.
Whatever's right. Help! You bastard! I need help! I want that fucking radio!
You fool! Get back in that tub! Get away from that radio!
Back up that tape! I missed the peak! I need it again! Literal! Just as high as the fucker can go! And when it comes to that fantastic note with the rabbit bites, turn that off! I want you to throw that fucking radio right in the tub with me!
Oh, not me. I'd be happy to ram a goddamn 440-volt cattle prod into that tub with you right now, but not this radio. It would blast you right through the wall, stone dead in 10 seconds. Shit, they'd make me explain it. Drag me down to some rotten coroner's inquest and grill me about... Yes, the exact details. I don't need that.
Bullshit! Just tell them I want it to go higher!
I'd gone as far as I can with this waterhead. This time, it's a suicide trip. This time, he wants it. He's ready.
Okay, you're right. This is probably the only solution. Just let me make sure I have it all lined up. You want me to throw this thing into the tub when White Rabbit peaks. Is that it?
Fuck yes, yes. I was beginning to think I was going to have to go out and get one of the goddamn maids to do it.
Don't worry. Are you ready?
I let the song build while I sorted through the pile of fat, ripe grapefruit in the kitchen. The biggest one weighed almost 2 pounds. I got a good Vitablue fastball grip on the fucker, and just as the White Rabbit peaked, I lashed it into the tub like a cannon. I jerked that AC cord out of the machine and moved out of the bathroom very quickly. My attorney ripped the bathroom door open and followed me, waving the blade out in front of him like a man who meant to cut something.
Mace, this is Mace. You want this?
You bastard! You'd do that, would you?
Why not? Hell, just a minute ago you asked me to kill you, and now you want to kill me! What I should do, goddammit, is call the police!
The cops?
Yeah, there's no choice. I wouldn't dare go to sleep with you wandering around in this condition, with a head full of acid, and wanting to slice me up with that goddamn knife!
Who said anything about slicing you? I just wanted to carve a little Z on your forehead. Nothing serious.
Get back in that tub! Eat some reds and try to calm down. Smoke some grass, shoot some smack, shit. Do whatever you have to do, but let me get some rest.
Hell yeah! No, you really need some sleep. You have to work tomorrow! Goddamn! What a bummer! Try to rest. Don't let me keep you up.
Strange memories on this nervous night in Las Vegas. The great San Francisco acid wave, 5-6 years ago. It seemed like a lifetime, or at least a main era. The kind of peak that never comes again. San Francisco in the middle 60s was a very special time and place to be a part of. Maybe it meant something, maybe not, in the long run. But no explanation, no mix of words can touch that sense of knowing that you were there and alive in that corner of time in the world, whatever it meant. But I was absolutely certain that no matter which way I went, I would come to a place where people were just as high and wild as I was. It was madness in any direction, at any hour. You could strike sparks anywhere. There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning. And that, I think, was the handle. That sense of inevitable victory over the forces of old and evil. Not in any mean or military sense. We didn't need that. Our energy would simply prevail. There was no point in fighting on our side or theirs. We had all the momentum. We were riding the crest of a high and beautiful wave. So now, less than 5 years later, you can go up on a steep hill in Las Vegas and look west, and with the right kind of eyes, you can almost see the high water mark. That place where the wave finally broke and rolled back.